AP News for Friday, March 27th. I'm Ben Thomas. Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen says TSA workers should begin seeing paychecks as early as Monday, that after President Trump signed an executive action. As for a deal struck in the Senate to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security,
is a joke. I'm quite convinced that it can't be that every Senate Republican read the language of this bill.
Speaker Mike Johnson and House Republicans rejected it. On the Iran war, President Trump.
They are talking. We are talking now. They want to make a deal. Very simply, our military is the greatest in the world by far. Iran is being decimated.
Israel struck Iran's nuclear facilities Friday, hours after threatening to escalate and expand its campaign. Iran vowed to retaliate and struck a base in Saudi Arabia, wounding at least 10 U.S. troops and damaging several refueling aircraft. And John Gambrell reports Iranian forces have adopted insurgent-like tactics.
So-called shoot-and-scoot tactics, where they're hiding missile launchers inside of what look like commercial trucks, or using other sites far within Iran's mountainous regions to hide from the ongoing American and Israeli airstrikes. Now, this isn't to say that Iran doesn't have pressure. Already, we've seen that its all-volunteer besieged force, which is under its paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, is now allowing children as young as 12 to serve in that force and man checkpoints. This is coming as the Israelis have repeatedly hit besieged checkpoints over the last several days.
Meanwhile, in France, Secretary of State Marco Rubio pressed his G7 counterparts to get involved in securing the flow of oil through the Strait of Hormuz.
The first few tankers that go through the straits after this operation is over, they're going to want an escort from somebody, or they're not going to be able to get insurance. So the world better step up.
AAA put U.S. gas prices around $3.98 per gallon on average nationwide Friday. This is AP News. If you're looking for a new generation of politician, Donna Warder has a candidate.
Dean Roy is running for governor of Vermont. He's 14.
I kind of just looked up what the age limit was to run for governor. I figured out that there are none. Our constitution is really, really old.
The freshman at Stowe High School says he became interested in politics following a field trip to the state capitol. Then, while in the eighth grade, he worked at the capitol as a page.
As your governor, I will fight to expand affordable housing.
Roy, who created his own Freedom and Unity Party, will be the first candidate for governor under the age of 18 to appear on the state's general election ballot.
I don't expect necessarily to win. What I do expect is to start the movement and to get more young people to come in behind me and say, yeah, we also want to make change.
I'm Donna Warder.
The latest through the weekend at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.